Willie Mason, our guest today on the World Cafe, grew up on Martha's Vineyard with music-loving parents. A wave of acclaim for his first album, Where Humans Eat, swept him off the island and into the life of a touring musician. He is back with a new album, If the Ocean Gets Rough. And I asked him about how it was different to make this new album than the first one.
We did kind of the same as the last record. Like, me and my brother tracked pretty much everything live. And then we added things. Only difference was the nature of the studio. It was this old barn, and it was a little tricky to figure out how to record people at the same time in there. So me and Sam, I was actually up in the loft looking down on Sam kind of on the main floor where the engineer was kind of out of sight, which is a bit strange.
That's a different way to deal with separation, because I guess separation is always what you're talking about in those situations. Well, that's kind of cool. Well, the place you recorded was Longview, which is a really well-known studio complex. So you liked the space in and of itself.
It was that space. My mom used to be a chef there in the 70s, and then when I was about 10, she took me and my brother there when she went to catch up with some old friends, and she actually did some recording there. After she'd been cooking there for a while, they gave her some time. So I'd been to the place before as a young kid, and my mom had been there a lot. So that had a lot to do with choosing it. And she came out for the recording session.
Which must have been nice, too. Yeah. Well, let's hear some of these new tunes. What do you want to start off with?
You guys want to start with The World I Wanted? He's the kind of guy that was always afraid of affection. And when the walls closed around, he would always respond with aggression. But he woke up today with a pain in his head. Remembered a dream, oh, what was it they said? Oh, this was the world that I wanted. Hey, oh, this was the world that I wanted. Many years ago, he was hungry for a father. Dad was alone, his disease unspoken, unmentioned. So the boy grew tall with these things around his head. When he asked mom's advice, she silently said, oh, your father got all. With a cigarette and a briefcase, and remembering Dad, he prepares to argue his case. Old woman, he says, you should have left long ago. Your friends are all dead, it's not worth it, you know. She smiles, you know this was
Willie Mason's playing live for us today on the World Cafe, and that's a little family therapy song there called The World That I Wanted. Really nice song. Where did the observations for that song come from? Do you remember where it came from?
That's the oldest song on the record. I wrote it when I was 16.
Wow, it's really complete.
Yeah, yeah. It's a full picture. I think, you know, it was coming from experience.
Yeah. And how did the people involved take it when you played that song for them?
Well, it was relief. I mean, like my dad, it's really more about him and his father than me and my father.
Right.
So he seemed very moved in a good way to hear it. And a lot of the immediate family recognized it. Was happy to see that I had my eyes open at 16.
You mentioned your mom making music. Your dad made music also, right?
Yeah.
Was that what they did primarily, or what did they do to make money?
When I was growing up, until I was like 8, my dad was working for the Board of Education in New York, and he was installing sound systems and testing computer monitors for
He was
radiation.
The AV guy.
Yeah, I suppose so, yeah. And and my mom was working at the preschool. We moved to the island, and my dad was unable to work for a long time. So my mom picked up a bunch of odd jobs. She was house cleaning and catering, stuff like that.
Why did they move to the island? What did they want to do?
My grandparents lived there. Uh-huh. My grandfather passed away, so we moved there, moved in with my grandma, finally got our own place.
When your first album came out, people were kind of astounded by your writing, and they really loved it. But I found something that also happened with it was that people kind of viewed you as this exotic. Ooh, he's been on the island. He's been away from the world. He's this naive guy, and which I thought was you know, kind of unfair. But I was wondering how you reacted to that, because you did get that reaction from a bunch of people.
Yeah, I mean, you get. Because Martha's Vineyard is such a well-known place, that when you bring it up in conversation, you can just see whatever the person's formed opinion about the place may be. And they have a lot of reason to have a lot of opinions about the place. I'm sure it shaped my view of things a lot. And it did keep me kind of removed from a lot of things going on the mainland. But I don't think it kept me that much more removed than any small town. The main difference is that it being a hub of tourism, we got a lot more input, things coming through the town, you know, that
definitely
sort of kept our minds open a little bit.
Well, then the other end of that is doing what you do. You travel and see more of the world than most people do. And there's a lot of travel images in a lot of these songs on here. And how has the traveling you've been doing affected your songwriting?
It's hard to say.
Not necessarily a big effect on it.
Yeah, it's just hard to understand. I mean, the rate that I've been traveling these days, working for the label, is so fast that it could be that the songs are becoming more introspective because I hardly have time to sort of take a lot in from the environments that I get into in the couple hours that'll be in a state, you know?
So in other words, you kind of blank that out and it goes to another place, which is kind of ironic, but probably true.
Yeah.
Interesting. Willie Mason is our guest today. His new album is called If the Ocean Gets Rough. And inside there's a lot of wonderful old kind of etchings and pictures of rough surf off of Martha's Vineyard or any place. It's kind of cool. What do you want to do next?
Save Myself. When the culture's drowning in a bad dream, when the old religion is the new greed, they sabotaged the levee, killed greed. When the vultures copyright the word free, all are playing make-believe, save us.
lessons that they don't believe. Save myself, got to save myself. And when they build up statues but neglect the seeds, save myself, got to save myself. And when the love in my hammer's all I really need, save myself, got to save myself. Baby, won't you come, baby, won't you come, baby.
Save Myself from Willie Mason, who's playing live today with the band here in the cafe. Willie, what's next?
Okay, we'll do Keep Walking. Highway.
said, we've got to keep walking on. She said,
Willie Mason on the World Cafe, Gotta Keep Walking, is the tune that begins If the Ocean Gets Rough, and finishes up our session today. Thanks a lot for coming by today. It's a real treat.
Thanks for having us.
Willie Mason is our guest, and we'll be back in a moment here on the World Cafe.